Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you.
Yes, if we're talking about love and marriage, we must be getting ready to do scammer stuff. You are listening to Davin's Den. If you want to call, number's 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. On the break, you were listening to Todd Edwards. We just had a very spirited conversation about what a company can or cannot allow you to do, and then a very spirited conversation about what Facebook will allow you to keep up and not keep up. And I was pretty much decided that Facebook needs to pick a way. You can't have it both ways. Not as long as we're around with time on our hands.
Wake up, people.
And kudos again to Trucker Tom for actually comparing the two to me.
Awesome.
Yeah, Trucker Tom brought that up to me earlier today. He goes, well, what about the girl with the line? I go, well, now you got something there. Now I'm intrigued.
I've always said he's the fourth member of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I sometimes said he's the second or third.
And what? Well, wait, this is wait a minute now.
Somebody's coming with ideas, finally.
Joe, I'll hold his arms.
I don't think I like that.
Oh. I was talking about Tom.
Oh, all right.
He's a big dude, man.
I know, I'm sure.
Didn't stop you when you were dancing around him.
I was getting my revenge.
Shall we do some Scam Busters?
Next. Yes.
Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. Where is the scam busting music? Because you can't have Scam Busters without music. Actually, the writer at the Post asked me, he's like, do you have the whole song? I go, yeah, it's about 4.5 minutes. You want it on your iPod? I'll send it to you. I didn't get a response.
He didn't jump at that chance?
This is out there for everybody. If you would like to hear some of Joe's finest work, because we don't play the 4 minutes and 50 seconds, usually.
I just did what the mice man told me to do.
Well, then I don't know who that was.
Introduce us to that nice man.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him. He sounds like a dream
this
to work.
This is the
with.
Way I want it. This is the way you need to do it. Use the balls. Who are
you going to call? Why you got to use the plantation voice?
Wait. Did I hire you?
Yeah, right.
Racist. Who are you going to call? Scam Busters. Yes, you will. All right.
You can tell how we're running on time.
Well, we had a very spirited conversation. I mean, I even had to cut you off a little sooner, but we could have gone all night with that stuff, and we just don't
Both stories, actually. Both
yeah.
Stories. Both stories.
We just don't have that type of time.
No, we don't. No.
We're only here for one show a week. And, you know, we have to stall for time when somebody doesn't show up on time, and, you know, there's issues. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
We weren't even stalling.
I know,
time.
But I wanted to make
it
feel like
it makes it sound like I'm going down the yellow brick road
on a
unicorn and this candy.
Well, now that you brought it up, I'd love to interview the unicorn.
Freaking Tappan Zee Bridge blocked up.
You're a sofa-eating bonbons. Yeah. Who are you kidding? Yeah.
Last week, Ann Jackson said goodbye.
Yeah.
Said, no mas! I'm out! I will not write anymore. So I wrote her.
Gotta keep it going.
Sure. These are Joe's stories.
Can never leave it alone.
February 24th, 2014. Ann, you do not bother me. I just don't know why you won't give me what I asked for. You claim you want the truth out. You claim you want to be cleared of being called a scammer yourself, yet you do not provide me the tools I need to do this. The logical question is why? Are you hiding something? To answer your question about the video, remember she asked why would I create these videos?
Mm-hmm.
The answer to your question about the video is pretty obvious. Hypothetically, if you were part of this scam, your videos would gain the trust of people who had already been scammed. Yet you and your videos claiming you work with the officials were beacons of light to people that were desperate and lost all hope. It gave you credibility to speak out against scamming. People came to you for help, and you fed them to the scammer syndicate. This is a very real possibility. The other is you are a victim of this syndicate, and you are unknowingly helped them. We are at the same place we were when we started. I have been very patient with you. We are only left with you providing me with what I need to get some answers and closure on this for everybody. Now, what is the over-under for Mr. Davins this week?
Hmm.
And Pip will keep track.
Let's see. How many Mr. Davins do we think we're
really
going to
get
back to
her? I really didn't need to. I mean, just a number, people. Let's go.
Five.
Five?
Four.
Four.
Okay.
Here we go, because now I'm going to read everyone, because people like it so much. In the past, I didn't, much like the cursing we're adding.
Mr. Davin!
Mr. Davin!
There's one. That's one.
Do not forget to contact your government to arrest them if you want to. They are Americans. These people will be investigated if you are a true evidence. I don't even know what that means. Lies! Brown Cotton said to me he is going to arrest hunters. I want to see the truth. Miller want to shoot himself. The soldier.
Miller want to shoot himself.
Miller want to shoot himself. I'm waiting for his dead info. I am happy to hear it. I am not interested in him. He has a lover. I am telling the truth. He falls for a woman. I do not need to lie. Jennifer told me his father is going to die, and this is why she want to come to Japan. Now her dad asked me to introduce a woman to him. Never! Because they are mafias. One victim that called us earlier falls for Parker Green. This woman is a fucking idiot. This is what I know. Everything is over. You know everything. Thanks. Report them because they are Americans. Your country heroes. Thanks for the share.
They're not real.
I know.
They're not real. That's the whole thing. She's not in with these scammers. She made the videos under the pretense they are real, and her problem is that she's got to come to terms that they're not real. She can't because it will be devastating. I say this time and time again like a broken record, but that's the bottom line with this.
Well, you're being consistent. There's no place for that. Shall we continue?
Yes.
Mr. Tavin!
Yeah, number two!
What do you mean you want the IPs? They can change IPs in browsers, which they can with SurfEasy.com or a proxy server.
Right.
I did check them. How many IPs do you want? If these people do not reply to you, I will see what is going on. I am going to expose them everywhere. Believe in me, this is not joke.
But with the correct IP address on the tail.
Yeah.
Right, like .gov or whatever.
That's not an IP address. That's an email address.
Oh, sorry.
IP address is where your computer is located.
Oh, okay.
Got me? Got it?
I got you.
Different. Okay. You know that I will do what I said. I did post them on anti-scam site. These people need to explain the truth. I did consult the international lawyer here in Japan who is dealing with criminal cases. This is not free. This is the truth. I did consult the police, too. I am not a stupid person. Josh, these people did make mistakes, and they need to take responsibility. I am asking for the truth and the human right. Why do they not reply to you explain the law enforcement to you? Are they scared? Even they sent the messages to me asking the victims to contact them. This is why I must expose the truth, because they use me. She's saying they had her funnel them victims.
Oh, yeah. And she knows she did that? Thank God.
Under
she realizes that.
Under the pretense that these were real authorities. That's and what a real she's
claiming.
Soldier.
That's what she's claiming. But other people said, no, she knew they weren't. And she fed them to him anyway.
Yeah.
We are saying, I think we're all on the same page. No idea.
She's just she's misguided.
Yes.
Right.
They told me that the terrorists are coming to my house to kill me! Which we've read those excerpts on the show. This scam gets involved in money laundering. This is the truth that the victims must know. This is a serious issue that many people want to know. I am very pissed off for what Brown Cotton told me. He said that I would beg him in the future. Fuck him up! I will never, because he once destroyed me. I am pissed off for what fucking Miller and Green threatened me before. This is why I do not like Americans.
Boy.
My neighbor told me the funds transfer when it happened to her 2 years ago. This is why I know some funds transfers. This is frozen accounts. This must go for law enforcement. Again, her neighbor told her, so it's true.
Yeah, well, Tracker Tom says, Brown Cotton, Miller. I'm waiting for Budweiser to make an appearance.
Actually, Brown Cotton could have been handy at your job.
That's probably what the janitor wound up with when he was done.
Mr. Cotton, get on that toad! Sacrifice yourself! This is a place of business!
It's funny that when it got cleaned out, it was thrown in the pail. Brown cotton.
Used to be white cotton.
He is real!
Oh, yes.
Scatman says so!
That was real! Yes.
Let's wait and see the truth. I will never beg them, because they use me and destroy my whole life. Exposing them is the best way. Why not? If they do not reply to you, it means they are scammers. They must take the responsibility for what they have done. They took the money. P.S. If they really want to help the victims, they must explain the whole to the victims. If they do not, it means they admit themselves scammers. Yes. Unfortunately, she thinks they admit themselves as officials that happen to be
officials that are scammers.
She knows they're bad. This she knows.
She thinks they're officials that are bad. She's not acknowledging that they're scammers.
They've never been officials.
That's the problem.
They don't exist.
That is the crux of the situation.
The crux is.
So I think for her point, she successfully cleared herself as, somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Right.
And sending people to scammers, which was what the whole big hubbub was about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Everybody thought that she was in cahoots with them or that she was, decided that she was going to go, rogue and help the scammers or something, but she's just really dumb.
she said she's not an idiot. What are you
talking about? Sharu says, what a lonely, pitiful Anne. Yes.
I think that would
that's
be,
usually when I creep in the window.
But you want, but you want to know something? I think it's a lonely, pitiful, and I don't think she's dumb. I think there's a difference between being dumb and then being blinded by something that you emotionally cannot make a connection to reality about.
I'm closer to Joe in this one. I think she's mentally ill.
Okay, yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah, and I think Joe has a point that if she admits this, it could just destroy her.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. No, she will fall apart. It's I think that she is being
or stubborn,
like willfully, stubbornly blind.
Yeah.
to the truth that's got to be creeping awfully close to her view now.
Yeah, all right. So I write to her. I go, if they are Americans, give me their official email addresses, their AKOs, which every military person has an AKO,
mm-hmm.
IP address, something. Give me something that I can pursue. Your opinion is not enough to bring this to the real authorities. Either you want this pursued or you do not. You hold the keys, and they are scammers. This is why they do not respond. Send me the IP address from your first interaction with each one of these people. I want to see the emails of first communication. The fact that you were threatened means you should go to the police, as you did. Real officials would never threaten a terrorist is going to kill you. That is the act of a thug who is losing his mark and is trying to keep her in line with what he wants, which is what
yeah.
we've discussed.
Yeah.
You mean the full headers? I do not have Miller's full header, because I closed the old mail address. But she abbreviated it. I have Green's one old email. They contact me on Yahoo Message. I will check them out for you. I will send the full headers to you. Mr. Chavin!
Number three!
I am fighting for Victim A's case. We talked about
okay,
her.
Okay, yes.
I go, she's a friend of mine on Facebook. I do not speak with her often. She was involved in money laundering, I believe. Is that correct? If that is, I think a money laundering case should not be the first place you start considering everything that has gone on. Now, let me stop and talk about that for a second. Some of these people, they do the money laundering. Some of these people, the reason they're messed is because they do fall for the gold bar thing.
Yeah.
So there's greed.
Yeah.
There's greed. I don't feel so bad for the ones that are very greedy and this happens too.
Well, we did talk about the instance where there are the ones who are accepting packages or sending things to other marks, and they become the middleman. Willingly, in some cases.
Well, the gold bar scam is clearly a get-rich scam.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the lottery
There's
scam.
There's no emotional connection involved with that.
No.
Well, on its own. I mean, in her
on
place.
But like I'm saying, on its own merit, right. There's no emotional connection.
Which so I, and my empathy drops dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, well, you know what? You wanted a get-rich scheme. You really, you thought this, no. Yeah. Because you're going to help somebody smuggle illegal gold out of a country? I'm supposed to feel bad for you? I really don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got taken? Because you were greedy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad. I'm more apt to feel bad for the romance victim.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
All right, we'll go on. Mr. Tavin! What are we up to?
We're up to Joe's number four.
How many more pages I got? Oh, Joe.
Lowballed?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like, how many pages of this I got to get through? I did shut down the old mail, and I clean up the old mess. See, this voice is much more is much less racist than if I did a Japanese voice, because there's no way I could do a Japanese voice where this woman's from and not sound like a racist douche.
I know, you're making it sound like the Queen of England.
Exactly.
Yes, you are.
Exactly.
So it should be in a balcony reading this, waving.
Yeah.
It's a BBC production of this.
Yeah, but I can't.
I represent Davin reading Anne Jackson.
Yeah, but if I go, oh, Miss Latava, that would be a racist douche. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't
God.
Do that. I mean, I could.
Yes.
I've said other terrible things, but...
But no, this is a BBC production
yes,
of this
yes,
yes. teleplay.
You know, as much as I'm Captain Right Wing, oh, I don't care. No, you really can't.
Yeah.
I got to make it a queen.
Joe, agree.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I did shut down the old mail. I cleaned up the old emails. I have Jennifer, Eric Bohr, Sarah Francois, Brown Cotton, and UKEFCC David Copper. And I also went to check out my hard disk. Ooh, hard. I tried to look for the phone number from Brown Cotton. I did tell you that I shut down all the old mail address. I need to check them out. I respond, this week I will start to report.
I'm sorry. Sharu just said, it's Downton Scammy.
Funny. Funny, Sharu.
Very nice.
I've never watched Downton Abbey, but.
This is Downton Scammy.
I know.
Okay.
I see the TV listings.
What?
I see the TV listings. I know.
That's pretty much what it is, Joe. Yes, you're right. Something I will not be DVRing.
Yeah, no, I see it, though.
So. All right, so I respond, this week I will start to report on our discussion, so I guess this is when I started to bring it in February. Mm-hmm. It will be up to the people to decide if you are a victim or part of the problem. Meanwhile, I will continue to work with you so we can get to the bottom of this. I still believe you will do yourself a great service by allowing me to conduct an interview with you on the air. You are no longer sending women to any of these people in any form, correct? Remember, she said she was going to at one point. I said, no, we're not talking if you do that.
Right.
I'm glad you stopped. You know, you kind of did kind of a service on that. You kind
yeah.
of stopped well,
once in a while, Joe, I do good yeah. things with this portion of the show. Mr. Javin!
number five.
Kip could be a winner, Joe.
Oh, I don't think so. I think I lowballed it, too.
I guess UN Melvin Santos is watching you. Private eyes. Oh, the UN is now watching me. Joe's just like, really?
He's like, really? And you make fun of my songs?
No, that wasn't why he was doing it. I think he was doing it because Melvin Santos. I think, is that why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You need to interpret. I'm the curry whisperer.
You need to do a lot of whispering lately.
He purposefully attacked my bookcase earlier. He was pissed.
It was an Kong smash!
Don't get me started on that. I'm not even going to go into it.
Kong smash.
I guess you and Melvin Santos is watching you, and he is the man who can take care of the cases. He can help the victims, as long as we really collect the right info. I am insulting Melvin Santos. I did say they must tell the truth for the whole case, because it is very important issues. In 2011, I did consult the specialist in Japan, who is in charge of money laundering. He said to me strongly that we need to pay for tax clearances, and it is government order. I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
About victim A's case. According to the investigation from Brown Cotton, A is involved in money laundering. I am fighting for her case now because Brown Cotton has her record. IC3 and Interpol David Moore deal with her case. I really do not know anything because they will never tell me.
Never
they cannot.
Never a truer word spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Very true. They cannot tell me the victim's case. I do not work for the authorities. No doubt.
Yeah.
Here is the hint from Brown Cotton. You must get the reply from UN Melvin Santos, because he is the one who pushes the Interpol to arrest criminals. All right, so you got the FBI and the United Nations and the Interpol. They're all working together magically.
They're all working for Anne.
Yeah. In fact, they use my source to arrest many scammers. They know my personality, because I am very straight. I did check my PC, and they are monitoring my PC. I really do not know what to say. You need to get the reply from UN Melvin Santos, and then there's the chance to help the victims. Note. Parker Green got injured during peace couple missions. Soldiers are life jobs. I do not like wars. Soldiers are stubborn. Order is order.
That was a weird little...
It was a note.
Yeah, I know, but it's like she went off into a digression that makes no sense.
But Mr. Curry!
Enough of me.
Hang on a second. Sharice says, is she going to use Belinda's line? Stop interrogating me!
Well, that don't work. That don't work, does it?
Trucker Tom says, I'm waiting for her to say, you go now!
Five scammer! Five scammer! All right.
Oh,
now we go to Pip's favorite portion of this. Transcripts.
Ah!
This is when the curses really fly.
Really fly.
All right. Anne is talking to Parker Green. This is all Anne, this first part. No need to contact me. I want to work for a living. I cannot survive, assholes. Really? Green Parker goes, me?
I'm an asshole?
I thought you were talking to me.
I know. We both perked up. What?
Yeah, sounds like the show prep we get.
You talking to us?
No, you'll know.
Yeah,
I know. We know.
She goes, I will not contact any of you anymore. Please, I need my own life. I will withdraw all the videos. That is not my job. Parker goes, I need to send James Fees back. James Miller. The other soldier. I will inform him. Please, do not insult Dr. Melvin. Then he goes, okay. Now, this is from her. This is from Parker and her talking on July 6th, 2013. This is what it says. Parker goes, Dr. Melvin is taking care of the whole case. She goes, there's nothing to do with me. He goes, he's promised to handle your case on his own. Thank God he's got time for that.
Yeah, really.
I think this is real money here. I'll handle this.
Oh, boy.
Parker goes, yes. She goes, I do not work for UN or any authorities. This is not my matter. He goes, he said something serious at press conference. Vaguely.
He said something serious.
It was serious. He had crotroch. It was a serious matter. He held a press conference for it. Gather around, Ubamu. I cannot get rid of these crabs. Could be a press conference. I don't know.
Soak balls and stream.
Now it's a Native American Indian. Viscousy running stream. Yeah.
Trucker Tom says, forget it. I go see Free Weary. I don't know.
I think that was a Japanese voice.
Yes.
Parker says he says something serious at press conference. No problem. He's not asking you to work for UN. She goes, no need to talk to me about this. He goes, he can only promise to handle the case. She goes, handle what? I got something for you to handle. No. She goes, I do not want to get involved and get killed. No more interest. He goes, the terrorist and scammers. She goes, I am not so that smart. And no sentence clarifies that better.
True.
Joe, are you playing Ann Jackson? I see your sentence structure all over this. She goes, that is not my matter. He goes, and your funds will be transferred. Yes. She goes, I will withdraw everything soon for self-protection. She's scared.
Yeah.
He goes, he also asks you to pull out from the search. Yes. She goes, USA and UK are smart. He goes, the Japan agents will protect that area. She goes, we Asian people are idiots. And she proved that by misspelling Asian. She actually misspelled Asian.
Oh, no.
A-I-S-A-N.
Jesus.
No, I'm not going to ask her to spell that. She goes, using me, assholes. This is really Western people. This is why terrorists want to attack. Assholes. 30.
You call again?
Yeah, what?
Fuck off my life.
Fuck off my life.
He goes, who use you? You are the one that did the search. Oh, he's got a point there. You're the one who started this shit. He goes, nobody use you. Because a scammer might be a scammer, but they do not use people.
No.
They are not users. They're scammers.
That's a mean thing to say.
How dare you?
How dare you accuse
me? Take that back. Do you know who I'm pretending to be?
Jacques!
Good day, woman.
So Parker can nobody use you. And goes, all wicked people. Assholes. He goes, me? She goes, I will block you out. Shame on the authorities.
Oh, God.
Now she's talking to
him. Oh, you got to see Joe's look. He's like, really?
This is what I deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now later on she's talking to Miller. And this is his handle. I'm going to read you the handle. It's called Skill Pogranda. To me, it's like skill propaganda.
Yeah.
It's dangerously close to skill.
I can't spell it.
But that's really what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Skill propaganda.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So Miller goes, you kill me. You and Brown. She goes, Brown is your FBI. I'm not an American citizen. Guck you.
Duck you?
Guck you.
Oh, guck you.
Guck you.
Guck you.
Fuck you.
Guck you. Fuck you.
Guck you. That's the way it should be. Guck you.
Listen, nobody likes a typo and a curse, okay?
Yeah, no, yeah.
We're going to leave the misspelled Asian, but yeah, no. Yeah,
don't back it up and misplace it. Just keep going. Mm. Guck you. Fuck
Father
you.
Father Rucker.
I'd like to duck you. Go ahead.
2 measures too long.
Mm. Yes.
She goes, I will see your gold bars. We'll be in the treasury. Done with the gold bars.
Yes.
She goes, this is from February 21st, 2013, to Miller, goes by Skill Proganda. I will kill you, she says. See what the result. Miller goes, I will send some boys to Japan. Now, is that, what type of boys? Are they homeboys? Because this could be very racially charged.
Yeah. Is this World War II?
I don't know. Miller goes, you will see. She goes, see fucking boys? Scammers? Scammers? He goes, go to hell. She goes, you will burn in hell. He goes, I will freeze all those accounts. He goes, you called Mr. Eric Dr. Melvin scammers. You will suffer in the fire. She goes, who? You? Your gold bars. Fuck you. I see nothing. He goes, you.
It's just like two people who can't speak English arguing with each other about nonsense.
This is Costello.
With the, hi, I'm not Brown Cotton Abbott. There's no such thing, Costello.
It's like, who? You. Duck, you.
This is trash night at the Curry House. Oh. Trying to figure out who's going to take out the trash.
No, it's me.
Guck you.
Probably be living outside with it, too. So.
Well, at least you have the whole outdoors. That's your part. And she can't step on it if she wants to go to the car, so she's your prisoner. Good for you, Joe. Well played.
Trucker Tom says, boys, that's racist. Fired, so fired.
Yeah, right.
He's fired from instant chat. So she's still talking with Miller. This is on March 4th, 2013. Miller goes, wait, they will kidnap you. with two P's. Wait and see. She goes, I will send your boys to the police. Wow, amazing.
I will send your boys. Here, go that way. That's the precinct.
What's she doing, holding them up by the scruff of the neck? Come on, I got some boys over here.
I will send your boys to the police. The money's over there.
Yeah, go
where
get
the police
it down
cars
there.
Are. Go in there. They'll help you.
It's like, yeah.
She's an asshole.
Well, that's a little different stance, Joe, that you took a few minutes ago.
On that one statement.
Well, it's just so stupid. This whole conversation they're having.
Well, I mean, listen, neither one, English is their first language. Yeah. Unfortunately, we know she's a foreigner. She believes that this is American.
I know.
Actually, she's not a foreigner where she lives. She's a native where she lives.
Good point.
She continues. Fuck all of your boys off. Sounds like a porn. He goes, wait, police, ha-ha. They will come from Thailand. You will receive some bullets in your ass. I raise the money. I will freeze all the two accounts. And Dr. Melvin will never release any funds to you. She goes, bye. Never
you gotta
contact
give her that.
Yeah.
All right, you gotta give
bye.
Her that.
She goes, never contact me. He goes, fuck you. You contacted me. She goes, do not contact me. Never. He goes, don't you ever talk to my friend again. She goes, fuck off my life. He goes, Mr. Green. He goes, I already asked him to block you out. She goes, I did not talk to him. And then she writes to me, I never had a good attitude to them.
Oh, you don't say.
You really?
A little understatement there, but sure.
That's funny.
Those guys are gucking assholes. I'll tell you that much.
I never had a good attitude.
I know.
Really?
Really. Tom says, like my favorite Pantera song, Gucking Hostile.
Yeah.
I write to her, do they know your real name and where you live? I know you're not using your real name with me, and that is fine. I am just curious if they know this information about you. This is how they spell in Africa. This was taken directly from your correspondence with Brown Cotton. Americans do not write like this. And he wrote, Brown Cotton write, cause, C-O-S, lowercase I. That is not how Americans. For Americans, it's an abbreviation of because.
Yeah.
And if we were going to abbreviate it, it would be C-A-U-S-E.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Or if people are being short, they say C-U-Z.
Yeah.
They would never say C-O-S.
No. Not Americans.
No.
Not Americans.
No.
And, you know, if there's an I that's not capitalized, like in the pronoun,
yeah,
it's a mistake. It's not a continuous thing.
Right.
So that was the last correspondence I had with her for this week. Any thoughts, kids, before we move on?
I win. Five Mr. Davins.
Oh, way to go, Pam. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, thank you. I know.
Maybe we'll give away something one week.
Yeah, and I'll win. Yeah, that's not rigged.
No, you will get nothing, and you'll like it.
Yeah,
but for
I
the
know.
People.
Okay.
Any thoughts before we move on?
I just think that, you know, she's just spinning her wheels till she comes to the conclusion that these guys are scammers.
And conversely, I'm spinning my wheels because I'm dealing with this.
Yeah.
It must just get frustrating.
It does.
Yeah, she just, it almost seems like she does not have the capacity to break through her denial.
Now, you mentioned to her one time that they're scammers. You realize they're scammers, and then if I'm correct, she started just continuing. No, they're officials. I believe that was 2 weeks ago.
It's been an ongoing thing. You know, we thought she had that come to Jesus moment, so to speak, where she called them scammers, and she even posted
there.
It on the videos that they're scammers, but she still thinks that they're dirty officials.
Yeah,
is what she
thinks.
That's
the whole problem. Yeah. In every action she has, in every correspondence she has, She is not coming to terms that they're scammers.
Doesn't she understand they're not Mexican officials? They're supposed to be Americans or international. Now, if they are Mexican officials, of course they're dirty.
Okay.
A long way to go for that, but sure, we got you. Pip, so cute.
me and my point are going.
What?
Pip's like a point? Never heard of one.
Yeah, right.
What is that you spend time on?
But
Pip is the wheel of radio. There's no points.
But it's just, she's not coming to the realization on this, and she's just getting into these silly arguments.
She has done herself a service, though, because more and more we go, all right, this woman's incapable.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's not knowingly doing this.
No.
This would be one hell of a ruse.
Oh, my God. She would Academy Award winning.
Yeah.
I hope she's going to therapy. And I hope
clearly she's not, Joe.
No, I understand. Because if she just would, you know, it's easier said than done, man. I mean, you know, if she would just acknowledge that they're scammers and she apologized that she misled people.
Yeah, but, you know, if you acknowledge you're scammers, then we could do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she could save face. You know, if she went out and said, because, you know, the whole scamming community knows what the deal is and knows what everybody's going through. And it's like, look, I'm finally coming to the realization they're scammers. I feel so bad for leading everybody down this path, but as you know, there is such an emotional attachment that sometimes you have a hard time letting go.
Oh, yeah.
I have come
to this. I think she would have been embraced if
she
would have done
it. She would have been embraced because she's telling a lot the people that are being affected by what they're going through.
They would totally understand.
There's an emotional attachment. I have come to the realization. I apologize. It's an explanation that's a reasonable explanation in the community of this where she would get forgiven on that. But she refuses. She's being indignant just because she needs, you know, psychological help, and she keeps going.
She's hurting her own cause, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
But there are sometimes when you're doing things that you know that psychologically there is no point of continuing on with, but you do continue on with it, and you have to convince yourself to stop.
Are we talking about you or her?
that therapy starts after the show.
but it does. But it does come hand in hand. You
took Joe back with that one.
But it does. I could see where she is in a certain sort of
way. Maybe you should be dealing with her. At least you don't have hair to pull out like I do.
No, because I'll be like, well, we'll get them. I know those officials. You don't want me blind leading a blind.
Guck me. No. Guck you.
I'm removed from my situation. I'm looking at somebody else's so I can make it, you know,
should we,
more informed judgment.
Shall we move on to my African love?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll play a little racist music.
Boom shakalaka-laka, boom shakalaka-laka.
The people who made this song.
Just like a
All right. When we last talked to Belinda, a couple of interesting things happened when I spoke to Belinda. Again, she's having all these problems. She needs money, but that wasn't last week. You know, she's upset because she's playing the kid card.
Yeah.
Which, you know, who knows? Maybe she doesn't need the money for her kid. She didn't ask for a lot of money in the past.
Right.
It was only like $80. We figured out. I was asking her questions about something, discussing something with a picture she posted.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, stop, don't interrogate me. And then she started asking me questions about where I was going, and I turned it around on her.
Stop interrogating me!
Yeah, and I also tried to set up a phone call with her in the coming week because I was going to be going down to Virginia where I might be meeting Richard Eldorado. So that was...
You rode with it, Richard Eldorado. That was one trip.
Certainly was. Guck off.
That was the trip.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to like this week's.
Oh, boy.
That was April 6th. This is April 8th we're talking. She goes, so we're not talking as frequently anymore.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe her money is running out. Maybe she's got money coming in from somebody else, so they don't have to spend the time on me.
You know, maybe your patience is running out.
Yeah, it could be anything. We don't know why. We just know we're not talking.
Right.
Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's her. But we're not hitting on all cylinders right now.
Right.
It's trouble in paradise. She goes, hi. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm okay. And you? I go, been better. She goes, okay. How was the funeral? Now, this is where, again, my real life crossed over into what I'm telling her, because at this time last year, my wife's uncle died, and we discussed funerals. So I say, been better. She goes, how was the funeral? I go, it was very nice and sincere, and it was. She goes, good to know, and how is your wife? Because remember, she told me I should be there for my wife.
Yeah, which is really very giving of
mature.
I'm very mature of a potential wife to talk about the first wife that
way. You could just chalk it up to maturity. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't want to assume too much. I go, sad. And she goes, and where is she? I go, work right now. And Belinda goes, I thought she wasn't working. I go, no, she has a job. She asks me what she does. I go, computer stuff, which is why I can't let her look at my laptop. She goes, okay, does she sell all the computers or what? Why, would you like to place an order, stupid?
Does she work
Forget
at Walmart?
Forget about Walmart. We can get a deal.
Yes.
I go, fixes them. She goes, okay. When will you be leaving for Virginia? I go, Saturday. She goes, okay. I go, I'll need your phone number. She goes, I thought I gave it to you already. I go, months ago, babe. I tend to throw things out so that they do not get found by prying eyes.
Smart.
Yeah. She goes, okay, and she gives me the number again. I go, cool. She asks if I'll be calling from the hotel. I go, that is the plan. She goes, okay. I go, does this please you? She goes, that you'll be calling? I go, yes. She goes, well, yeah, it does.
I thought you were going to be calling her from an internet cafe where some woman was going to be giving you the lines.
Her or me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. She goes, well, yeah, it does. I give her a smiley face. She smiles. She goes, have you contacted the people I told you about? Remember, she wanted me to contact a school for her to get continue her sewing education.
Oh, right.
I go, for dressmaking? She goes, yeah. I go, not yet. I will. I've not had a moment to breathe. She goes, how are you going to do it? I said, smoke signals. She goes, what? I go, I will start a fire and use a blanket to fan the flames. And then they will drift over the Atlantic and they will get my message.
I want to point something out, okay?
Yes.
One of the past shows, one of the replay shows that I've been going through. Number one, I was doing things as Dick Eldorado. And he balls me out. He goes, stop it. All right, don't insult me. You'll screw the whole thing up. And now I got to listen to you sitting there going, you're going to send smoke signals across the Atlantic?
But we've already established this rapport. You were doing this too heavy-handed with Mavis in the beginning. We've already established the rapport that I'm going to say smarty, stupid things to Belinda.
Yeah, and she puts up with it.
Yeah.
Also, another thing I noticed, October 23rd show, 2012, you were speaking to her as Agnes. She made a mention to a friend of hers, Belinda.
Did she?
Really?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
You were talking about my friend Belinda.
So I
got
to listen
to
the old shows.
Oh, wow.
Or my Never Trucker Tom, who knows it all.
October. I forgot the exact wording, but she made, and it caught me off guard.
Oh, my God.
Is it going to be in the upcoming clip?
It's not going to be in the clip. It doesn't fit in that portion.
But that's some foreshadowing.
Something to note. October 12th, 2012 show. Almost an hour in. She makes the thing where she's got this friend Belinda.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So she has a limited repertoire of names that she knows how to use.
The name that she's used, I found on the real pages.
Yeah.
These are like real people, like your Rita's, this one's.
Yep.
They're real people.
Yeah.
She goes, I see. I go, do you think that'll work? She goes, I don't think so. I go, what do you suggest? She goes, thought you had a plan. Don't really know. I go, I do. I'll work on it soon. Will you be adding me to your main page or just strangers? Remember,
yeah.
I've been trying to get, and this has bothered us all, I've been trying to get on our main Facebook page and it has not happened. She goes, I have my hopes up. Please let me know so if you're going to do it, I don't get disappointed. I go, Belinda, I'll contact them. I just have a lot going on. It's on my to-do list. She goes, okay. I go, so when are you going to add me? If you're not, you could just tell me that. She goes, I will add you very soon. Just have a lot going on now. I go, I just see new people added all the time.
How long does it take to add somebody? It takes a second.
Yeah, really. Now, wait a minute. So I'll contact your school when you add me to your page.
Sounds like a reasonable barter. I go, I just see new people added all the time. Makes me sad. She goes, you don't have to be sad. Why should you be? You are here. I go, because I felt like this is some secret or something. You add all these other people, mostly single men, and you have your family on that page. It does not take long to send a friend request. You just choose not to.
Ooh.
She goes, things seem to be falling apart just before my eyes. I'm steadily losing my kid, and everything is going from bad to worse. She goes, I want to figure things out. I go, what are you talking about? So you're breaking up with me? She goes, I am not. I'm just telling you my reality. I don't even know if I can feed my daughter next week. I don't even know what's happening to me anymore.
Uh-huh.
I go, I understand this. We're in a tight spot.
Money's a coming soon.
ShopRite's having a can-can sale.
She certainly did deflect the Facebook page thing.
Yeah.
I go, I understand this. We are in a tight spot. Even if school got back to me today, it would still not pay your bills. You would still need a job for the time being. She goes, sometimes I get scared for my kid. I go, how so? She goes, I don't want her to have a future like mine. I go, then the only solution is for you to get a job to put aside money to get her an education. This does not mean you have to give up on your dreams. It just makes them more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a boyfriend,
yes,
it's good advice, but you want the money.
Yes.
As a scammer, really? Just send me the money. Just yes. Send me the money.
Just send me the friggin' money!
Really, Preacher McGee?
That's nothing. When you were sending her job leads, that was all right. Yeah, but when you were sending her job leads,
I know.
I'm looking again, but this asshole like, sends me job leads.
It's like, do you believe this?
I don't want a job. I want your money, you moron.
Is he clipping coupons and mailing them to me, bastard?
Well, here's a coupon for some dinner.
Well, I know of a security job opening in Washington State.
Oh, yeah. She's looking for send her job leads.
She goes, I guess that's a good advice. I go, I've been where you are. Hence my career writing porn. It was not my first choice, but it helped put food on the table. So it kind of brings it all around.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, our lights have gone off for about 2 days now, and the phone might go off any moment from now. I miss you and talking to you. That's why I'm here. I go, okay, I guess I'll talk some other time. Be safe. She goes, I'm not going yet. Do you want me to go? I go, no, not at all. She goes, okay, so what are you working on now? I go, just working on a roast. I have to write and have some personal issues. No time to not work, so I just deal with it all. I want a drink of scotch, but I will try not to go down that road.
Oh, boy.
We're bringing back Drinky Davin.
Drinky Davin.
And that was around October. That was around October.
Did we ever find where I shot the thing?
No.
It's really interesting. It was just a little segue.
Yeah.
I mentioned in one of the clips that Joe put, where we talked about me shooting out.
Yeah, he pulled an Elvis on the TV.
But we can't find the clip where we actually
talk. Damn it.
And when I started that clip, I didn't review the whole show. I was just going to, the whole show's been reviewed. So
right.
It's nuts, and it's still not
I don't know. We don't know. Because you were completely creeped out, so I don't know what happened.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? That's why you got to listen live.
Yeah.
She goes, that's good. It's good to keep a clear head. What personal issues are you having? I go, I never said my head was clear. I was just saying I have to work, and drinking will make me feel better. But it's not the answer. Though maybe it is.
Uh-oh.
I go, sometimes people stab you when you all you've done is been nice and try to help them. I work in a shady business with people that are not always the nicest. Once in a while, I still get surprised by this. So she goes, so it's about work? I go, no, it's about friendship that crossed over into work. This is April 8th, Joe. So this is where show shit.
Wow.
Now I'm so upset with this whole situation with Joe from last year at the time that I'm now talking to my scammer girlfriend.
And it was very and that period was a very traumatic time because
yeah.
This was not only the show, this was about a 15 year friendship.
Still got that in, did you?
About a 15 year friendship,
about
stupid.
About a 15 year friendship, you know. It was very traumatic.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't know if that was it was traumatic on my end.
Oh, it was traumatic
know?
For me.
You know, so it was a lot.
Oh yeah, I was completely hurt by the things you said.
Yeah, and I was a very traumatic, and I was going through a very bad time.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing, and this is what scammers do.
The den was in an upheaval.
But you know, but it was. But scammers gain your trust.
Yes.
And here I know what's going on, but I still trust this person enough, and I'm still infuriated by the whole situation that it's bleeding into my conversations with her.
Well, it's only natural that it would.
Well, I mean, you could hold. I conducted an interview with Bonnie McFarlane, and it didn't bleed into that. But here, you know, I'm talking to my scammer girlfriend in Africa.
Well,
a couple days after she asked me for money about this.
Well, yeah,
yeah
because
really.
Any
port in a storm.
Seriously, she's the best port I got. She's a better port than you at this point in my life.
Oh, boy.
And it could have bled in talking to with Bonnie. It's like,
yeah.
It happened that day where you sent that email.
Yeah.
It happened that day. I had to interview her like an hour later.
Yeah.
I was in no mood.
Yeah.
But it was a good interview.
It was.
So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
She goes, she asked me if my Virginia trip is about comedy. I go, yes. She goes, do you enjoy the work you do? I go, aspects of it.
Well, the trip down there, a lot of things have to be hashed out.
I go, not a lot of it. She goes, what do you enjoy about it? I go, being on stage and seeing people enjoy what I've created. She goes, what don't you enjoy? Almost everything else, I said.
Guy I'm riding with.
Sometimes hanging with other comedians is fun. There's a lot of bullshit and lying.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Except for today.
There's a lot of bullshit and lying and bad people in my job. It is like porn, but the people are much less attractive. Again, truth bleeding over.
Hold on a second. Have you looked at Ron Jeremy? Have you ever seen that mug?
It ain't the mug that got him the job.
No, that's the truth.
Remember I was talking about the show Dave's Old Porn?
Yes.
There's a show that Dave would tell us.
Yes, I heard about the show.
He had Ron Jeremy on. Yeah, Ron Jeremy actually blew himself. I did not know this was possible.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Everybody's intrigued.
Wow.
Yes, we are, because, you'd never leave the house.
That old one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Pip.
Nah.
Now it's a show. She goes, ah, I see. I go, not what you imagined, I guess. She goes, not really. Had no idea, that's why I ask. I go, most people do not. They just see the end product of us basking in the applause and love of the people. She goes, I guess every job has its occupational hazard. I go, exactly. Mm-hmm. In my line of work, the lows are just more personal. She goes, exactly.
Wow. That's, yeah, wow. Yeah, that's striking while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, real raw. This was real emotional shit.
Yeah.
So, and it speaks to the fact that I do have some relationship with this person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I genuinely like this person.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the fact that if I did not have the relationship I have with my wife, where, you know, we're happily married and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe I could have fallen for this, knowing what I knew.
Isn't that crazy,
it
though?
Is crazy.
Knowing what you knew and you were still kind of getting sucked in as far as you would allow yourself as a married, happy, rational human being, but still,
you weren't
a lonely guy.
There were times of complete emotional tumult with this whole Belinda thing.
Sure.
Where I, even though it's going, was confused and going, and, you know, liked this person. And
yeah.
And you start to see this here. You know, in my moment of weakness, I'm talking to her.
Right.
But the thing about it is it's been a roller coaster where I'm like, she don't mean it. And there's been points where I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, you know, where it stands with that on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with these people, like I said, believe me, if there's problems at home, you can go on an emotional roller coaster where it's strap in, stupid, we're going for a ride, and it's not going to end good.
Oh, yeah.
So she asked me if I wanted to be a comedian growing up. I go, I wanted to be a lawyer. I went to law school. She goes, and what happened? I go, I just started doing comedy and fell in love with it, loved it more than law. All true. She asked me if I completed law school. I said no. She goes, you left because you love comedy? I go, yes. I was doing quite well in school, too, while working a job and doing comedy. She asked me who introduced me to comedy. I said, a guy at a local new talent show gave me my first chance. This is all true.
Mm.
All reality.
Right.
So if I'm sharing truth with her, you wonder what truth does she share with me?
Right.
Because we don't know. We don't know.
Some of it has got to be.
Some of it seems very like
true.
Well, with the daughter being sick and
the funeral.
Nana with the dry eye problem.
You know, so let's take a look at this. So basically, it's our deal and their deal.
Yeah.
With the world around, with the world situations, with personal situations around it.
Yeah. I would like to think we both got more sucked in than we were supposed to. Whether she actually loved me or not, we don't know.
Right.
But I would like to think on some level we both crossed a line of this is not just business.
Well, not necessarily. I don't think so.
I don't
so.
Mean like cross the line, like jeopardize my relationship.
I understand that. But I don't necessarily, because basically we have our deal, they have their deal. However, we have life that are going around both of us. Now, the whole thing here is she's trying to get a personal connection to get your money. We're trying to get a personal connection to share with our audience what's going on with this. So the personal connection is conducive to personal things going on in our lives bleeding into the story.
Yes.
Her daughter being sick. The whole blowout you had with me, the whole thing. And it because it's a personal thing.
Now, it is typical, you know, scammer protocol to suck out as much information out of the mark,
sure,
as possible, so they can ultimately use this against you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I don't really know. Some scammers do, but it's not really typical scammer protocol to reveal potentially what she's revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely a different type of twist on. Definitely far above the cut and paste that was Flory.
Oh God, she was not even in this girl's
league. But you do kind of wonder. I mean, because say what you want. I'm having a genuine moment with her in my anger. Has she had genuine moments with me? We've certainly thought so.
It certainly felt like it.
Well, maybe in Flory's case, maybe Flory was somebody, it sounds kind of ridiculous, but maybe Flory was somebody that just got into scamming and wasn't doing it. You know, it sounds
I'm not a good beginner. But it was my first time, too.
Right.
Two novices working it out.
They were gentle with each other.
Hey, some people are better than others. Maybe she's not as experienced in being a scammer as, you know, Belinda is.
If you guys want absurd, you got to go back and listen to the Flory stuff.
Oh, my God.
And like, and the stuff with Belinda when she was Agnes was certainly more absurd.
Yeah.
Like, this portion of the story,
it's more real.
It's not the absurdity.
It feels real.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Lisa's saying in the chat, that her handlers must hate that fake Davin and Belinda are close. And
so Lisa's even saying that she thinks that we're close.
She says, I think she does have feelings for fake Davin, and that will become a future issue for her.
I think it already might be. We've already seen like one day where we thought she was not working on
the
job.
She got taken
we've
off already, the job.
We've already discussed it. Now, another thing to add to what Lisa's saying is, you admitted that you were contacted the FBI, or you were
no, I told her I was working for
you,
the FBI.
Working for the FBI.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, we'll see you in
a I see brown cotton.
Yeah, right. But, you know, just for that simple fact, that's a cautionary thing, but she's keeping it going.
Maybe it was a misstep on my part. I wanted to try to scare her and get some real truth.
Might have been a misstep on your part, but everything is rolling along the way it has been.
It's certainly, you know, this is from 2013, so I'm a year plus removed from it.
Mm.
But I just remember the tumult. There was somebody, she hangs out in our chat, sometimes. I don't know if she's been in there recently. But there was one person in the anti-scam community who I was talking to about. And, like, who was, like, really working me through a lot of the issues, like, through the months with this.
Because
I really couldn't discuss it with you guys, because I needed it to be real for the show.
Right.
Certainly you can't discuss it with the missus, because she's not going to understand. So it's just kind of interesting you look at this, the trust that I'm giving this person, knowing full well that there's an element of vigilantism.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Sharu said that Fake Davin is also entertaining her.
Yes, he is.
But maybe she's afraid to ask for money and lose him.
Well, she's asked for money.
Yeah. I mean, but she it took her a while to get there.
I mean, she has said that I am different. So, and Joe says this all the time. I am different, you know, when it comes to this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll continue. She asked me who introduced me to comedy. I said a guy at a local new talent show gave me my first chance. She goes, did you win the talent show? I go, it was not a contest. I got invited to perform. I did it. It went well. I was hooked, and now here I am. People tell me I would have been a great lawyer. Maybe I should have stuck with that. Then I go, you there? And that was April 8th.
Oh.
April 9th. She goes, I guess it's not too late. You can still be if you really want to. Good morning. As far as lawyer. It was a new day. She goes, hun, I'm not feeling too good. I feel sick. I feel body pains all over my body. I feel restless and weak. Just wanted you to know. All right, is she really sick, or is this another ploy for sympathy?
I have the dengue fever.
Dengue fever.
Dengue fever.
April 9th, continuing with April 9th, I go, I'm sorry you're not well. Please try and rest today. April 10th, I said, I hope you're feeling better, babe. So we're not really talking much. So that's where we'll end it tonight.
Oh, so she's not feeling well, but is it... Is it, I hope you'll feel bad for me, and you know.
Who knows?
Like a sympathy move? Hmm.
Who knows? So what do you think? A lot there this week. Actually, there wasn't a lot there. We just actually analyzed it more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's, sometimes it can be really a simple conversation with you two, but it seems like it's more fraught, you know, it's more poignant reading between the lines with what we know so far, what we know the whole relationship. I mean, and sometimes it's just that we're trying to make sense out of her behavior, speculating. I mean, we know this is a scammer. She came on as a scammer. She admitted it.
She still won't let me on the main page.
Yeah, but she's
still... So you wonder, is that the handlers? Or
sometimes she acts like a real person. Sometimes she still has that really scammy behavior.
I never thought of this before.
Okay.
Is it possible that her handlers are handling her real page? And are adding these single guys for other people to pose as her?
Uh-huh.
You know, because they'll do the same trick. You know, she'll come on the camera and everything. Maybe this is the new... Maybe they've learned through me that this is going to be our new angle, that it's a real African girl. So maybe it's not her personally... Because if she's personally adding them, this is a real problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean... She's supposed to be your girl, and who are these guys? And she's just like, oh, it's nothing. It's like, no, it's fucking something.
And she can't really address that.
Yeah.
And she
dances around it every time.
Yeah.
Now, I believe you gave her an ultimatum about that page. Either I go on or I leave.
Right.
Am I correct in that?
I didn't do it today.
No, but you had it in the past.
Did you do it?
And if you both remembered, I probably did.
Yeah, I thought you did.
We'll find out in a year and a half when Joe does Eclipse.
I'm trying to do it 2015 when I'm living in the basement apartment. So, yeah, that'll work out. Working on top of a cardboard box, sitting on the floor Indian style doing the editing.
Stranger things have happened. Yeah.
But that, you see, the whole thing with that is that this could be a deal breaker, not being on the page. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I remember.
Why I'm not on this main page?
It really upsets me.
Yeah.
Not like I'm losing sleep over it. But no, it's a real trouble. I want to get on that page so I can see what the hell's going on, because you could always see more stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a real problem in a relationship.
Yes.
And if they're trying to suck the money out of me, they either think I'm really dangerous, maybe it's the FBI stuff, but there's some reason they're not putting me on this page, and they're creating attention.
But on the other hand, it could be losing you if you're not on there.
Exactly. You've already gone on screen with me a couple of times. You've had phone calls with me. Why the hell wouldn't you do this?
Just put on the page. Look, if my boyfriend had a Facebook page that he wouldn't friend me on, there's a fucking problem.
Well, yeah, I think some members of the show could talked about being in a relationship and not friending somebody or unfriending somebody on Facebook.
I've seen it in both cases, where it's where it's done out of spite and it's done because people don't want people to see something. You know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Somebody. I mean, sometimes you put a picture that you don't want up there.
Somebody takes
them
down really quick.
but generally there is some sort of. I mean. Look, Mr. Helix has a Facebook page, and I don't go over there and monitor every conversation he's having with anybody.
No, you asked me to do that.
Stop that.
I'm happy to do it for you.
But he goes, you know, and he doesn't monitor my page. I mean,
somebody should.
We post things to each other's pages or, you know,
right.
Whatever.
There's a trust.
I'm not worried about who he's talking to. I mean, like, I'll walk in the room and I see he's IMing with somebody. I don't go, who is that? What are you talking about? It's none of my damn business. I know
I can trust
him. Yeah, I know I can trust him. But if he had a secret Facebook page and I found out about it by accident and... You know, like, if you're deliberately trying to do something sneaky, mm-hmm. now my antennas are up, and what the fuck are you doing?
I've been woken up.
All right. So, should we wrap this puppy up?
Yeah. We got to get some sleep tonight. Big
yes, we do.
Yes, all right. We'd like to thank Success Martial Arts. They're great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want a private lesson, Success Martial Arts is the Dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or call them at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100, and don't forget to ask about their next comedy show. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again.
Don't cheat on them.
Goldberg's. Okay. Goldberg's has the perfect meal for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber.
It makes me so damn hungry with this part of
it. And it's good.
Show.
I had one.
Yes, you did!
Yeah.
Which is a square Knish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Damn right it is.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in, or have that special event, party, or cater. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or call them at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And as always, if you're a veteran or fan of this show, tell me, get 10% off. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps up all your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Side-splitting productions. You need comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, karaoke, whatever you need, we got it. Characters, Easter, Santa Claus, whatever you want. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anything for Mr. Helix, Pip?
No, not this week.
Joe, besides what I'm going to announce, anything?
I will be down at Uncle Vinny's on Friday, this Friday and Saturday, down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 520 Arnold Avenue. Two shows, one show Friday, 9:30, one show Saturday, 9:30. 1877-Uncle-Vin for reservations.
This week, the Davin's Den Comedy Tour with myself and Joe Curry rolls into Elmira, New York at the First Arena. And we're going to do that on Wednesday. You want tickets? You got to go tomorrow. Seriously, you got to go tomorrow. 607-73.
So we're going to show
it. You could go another night,
Thursday,
but we won't
miss us. But
yeah.
Oops.
No, we'll be there tomorrow night. Yeah, well.
It's an early show, too. 7 o'clock show.
Yeah.
607-734-7825. 607-734-7825. This Thursday, live comedy brought to you by Side Splitting Productions in Suffern, New York at Marcello's, starring Buddy Flip. There's still some seats available. They got a dinner and show package, which is great. Their food is fantastic. They also, you can just also get the, just the show if you want. For tickets, call 845-357-9108. Again, that's Suffern, New York, 845-357-9108. It has been fun, guys. I hopefully will have some news to hopefully, and I'm definitely going to have some news to announce next week. Hopefully I have two cool things to
announce. I hope so.
I'm going to make a phone call after the show, maybe get some information. But this has been fun. Very spirited conversation tonight. On several topics. Good stuff. We presented the facts. You guys can decide, form your own opinion. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the chat room and listening wherever you are, either
yes,
live.
Thank you so much.
Love the Densters.
Or on the Densters. Ugh.
Sorry.
On replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Good night.